Our clocks will get an extra moment tomorrow as we try and catch up to the Earth's rotation.
It's a relatively new thing. I think people are probably familiar with leap days and leap years. We've had those around for centuries. But the leap second didn't actually come around until about 1972. And it's been rather infrequently used since then, but it is a real thing, leap seconds. By international agreement, believe it or not, there are actually international bodies that regulate stuff like this. It will happen here in Utah at precisely 4:59:59 Mountain Daylight Time. So we're actually going to stick an extra second in that last minute of the 4 o'clock hour.
Patrick Wiggins, the Utah NASA ambassador. Yeah, there is one. He says there's a lot of argument about whether or not the extra second's actually necessary.
But the idea is we have these days super accurate clocks. I mean, the clocks that are good to within a second for thousands of years. The thing is, although our clocks are incredibly precise, the Earth's rotation, which of course is what most people think of as a day, one rotation of the Earth, is not constant. It slows down a little bit, it speeds up, and we're talking infinitesimally small periods of time, but it does change slightly. So the rationale is, well, if the Earth's rotation isn't constant and our clocks are, we can't change the rotation of the Earth, so let's change what our clocks say.
As for the next spare second, Wiggins says they really don't know when it'll happen. He says they've all been told the world, Earthlings, you will get 6 months' notice.